This is A Look at Legacy, the impact of Minnesota's Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment.
Before it closed in 1945, the Minnesota State Public School for Dependent and Neglected Children in Owatonna housed more than 10,000 children.
And that was a what they called the Mean Boys Cottage.
Harvey Rongland lived at the school in the 1930s. To preserve this slice of Minnesota history, he and other former state schoolers contributed to an oral history project. Using Legacy Amendment funding, the Orphanage Museum in Owatonna is digitizing their stories to make them more accessible to the public. The stories recall experiences ranging from harsh to humane.
If you walked out of line just a little bit, it'd be like starting World War III.
The teachers went to the boys and said, "You need to get over there and ask a girl to dance."
I was Indian, and it wasn't very comfortable to be one. And I think some of the abuse I had at Cottage 3 was partially related to that.
Miss Keefe never had a bit of trouble with them because she was wise enough to treat us with some common decency and understanding.
Project Director Daniel Moakley says the orphanage oral histories reveal compelling lessons for anyone studying the impact an institutional environment has on kids. The stories are online at orphanagemuseum.com.
A Look at Legacy is a production of AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at ampers.org.